Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
5 o'clock, Red Friday, Jay Binkley, Rob Britton with you, Carrington Beck on Monday. Congratulations. What do you guys say on getting through your 9 to 5? What the hell, you guys got off at 3:30 today. You know, this is patio drinking time. Got off at 3:30, whatever. Hopefully you're still listening. I see you in your cars, a lot of cars out there at this point. By the way, Rob, when's the next break? Because I really, really, really have to go to the bathroom. And I wasn't able to do it with Nate in here. I know this is not pertinent information, but...
See, 5:25,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, my God. All right. I talked during the breaks with Nate. We were talking football, so some things had to, you know, get
back
jettisoned.
Burner.
Yeah, I'll get there to the gentleman's room at some point. Red Friday, let's play some pits.
Okay, now, from the beginning.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Check it out.
Third the energy
top
drink.
Stories of the day. Every
that might
day
be the problem.
At 5 o'clock, yeah. The hits.
Cue it up.
One.
Well, the top hit in Kansas City is the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday Night Football this Sunday. You can hear that game on our sister station, 106.5 The Wolf. Yesterday, Bink's favorite quote, Wink Martindale, spoke with the media, and he had some high praise for the combination of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
You know, you have to defend, you know, this is all in one play. You have to defend the first play, his second play, and sometimes his third play, all in that one play. And I think that's what makes him so special. And, you know, he's one of those guys, and I've compared him before to, you know, he and Andy Reid to Montana and Walsh, you know, combination, that type of relationship they had.
That is some high praise, Bink, but do you think it's too high a praise? Is it fair to already compare the combination of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes to the all-time combination of Bill Walsh and Joe Montana?
Well, first of all, I think Wink Martindale, I think of the Garden Weasel. That's the name I was looking for, the Garden Weasel. It was one of those late-night commercials. Pretty sure it was Wink Martindale. No, it's fair to make those comparisons. It is. I mean, you're talking about Andy Reid, the brightest offensive mind in the game of football. Obviously, Bill Walsh and Joe Montana added 3 rings. Joe did win one with George Seifert later on. But that combination, I mean, that the tree of Walsh, just the best in history. He had Holmgren there that bled into Andy Reid. He's, you know, a figure from that tree, so to speak. But great offensive minds. And I think about Bill Walsh. I don't read books very often. Unless they're football books, all right, at me if you want, but that's honestly what I go to. Bill Walsh, he'd go out to dinner with his wife and he'd write plays down on napkins. He'd think of something with Joe Montana. I could see Reid doing that. Can you see Reid doing that at some barbecue restaurant? Oh, man, Pat would be great at this. Let me write this down so I don't forget it. Of course, everybody writes things down so you don't forget. I could see him doing it. I think it's fair to compare Mahomes and Andy Reid to Bill Walsh and Joe Montana. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you make that comparison? I get it. It was a different era in football at that point. They were pouring all that money in the Niners. They didn't have the salary cap or anything else. But when you think of creative NFL minds, Walsh was the top offensive mind at the time. Montana, in my opinion, was the best quarterback in that era as well. Same thing this era. Andy Reid, the best offensive mind. Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in the NFL. Put that combination together, and you have something absolutely wonderful. When two things go together, like fondue, right? I love fondue. I do. It even makes celery good because you put it in chocolate. Now that sounds nasty, but actually makes vegetables decent.
Two.
You fondue everything.
Fondue everything.
Love fondues.
Well, the Chiefs and Ravens are now going to face for the fourth consecutive season. In the previous three seasons, fans know the results. The Ravens would blitz Patrick Mahomes, and it would end badly. The voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, was on Fesco in the morning this morning saying the Ravens might need to change their philosophy.
I think he's going to blitz. How much? Where are they coming? And will he play what teams have done against Patrick Mahomes since the mid part of the 2000 season? And that is playback, making be patient. It's what every team has done, essentially. It's what every team in the playoffs did. It's what, obviously, Tampa Bay did in Super Bowl 55. But it's like these guys go, nope, that's not us. We do what we do. It's like the team in basketball that goes, we press. We just play man-to-man pressure. And then you get beat by 20. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we do. Well, we'll try something different. It's the crux of this game. If Wink Martindale does – I just thought it cost them the game against the Raiders. I don't know what you guys thought. But to send eight guys on a cover zero blitz in that instance, just handed the game to Las Vegas.
Bink, we know the stats about Patrick Mahomes against the blitz, but do you agree with Mitch? Do you think the Ravens should change their stripes and be a less blitz-heavy team on Sunday night against your Kansas City Chiefs?
I do. It is that chess match because he even talked about how the fact that Andy Reid knows they're going to put pressure on. Again, the Ravens last year, the number one pressure team in the NFL, but they weren't getting to the quarterback, only seven more sacks than the Chiefs last year. It was a problem. They got there, but they didn't put the quarterback down. Hence, early eggs in the playoffs after winning one game. It's that simple. It's hard. They're going to have to blitz, though. That's the thing about it, because they're the secondary is so depleted. You got Marlon Humphrey on the injury list. Jimmy Smith, they'll probably play. But Wester, he's not playing. He went to the IR. Obviously, you know about Marcus Peters, gone for the year. But they're hurting so bad in the secondary, they're going to have to find a way to set that edge and derive pressure and keep Mahomes in the pocket and bring pressure. Now, would end up in sacks or blitzes? I don't think so. I think Mahomes escapes that pressure and turns things into Wink Martindale's biggest nightmare, which is when Mahomes breaks it down to backyard football. You think you have the scheme right and he does something different, but you got to dance with what brought you, man. If that's what you're known for, that's what you're good at, you got to stick to what you do. You do make minor adjustments. Are the Chiefs going to be preparing for that? Well, if you look at chess match, well, they're expecting pressure. Patrick Mahomes 123.5 passer rating against the blitz. We'll change things up because I don't think they're going to blitz. I think that's what the Ravens think they're going to do. Like maybe go off of it, thinking they're not going to blitz as much. I think personally, they haven't learned their lessons and they'll continue to blitz. That's what they do. And crab cakes. You know, Baltimore stays with the same stuff.
Crab cakes and football. That's Absolutely. What Maryland does. Well, much was made this week with the Chiefs' last game when they had, I believe, 81% of their catches were made by both Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce. Earlier today, Mecole Hardman spoke with the media about does he need touches after those two elite wideouts.
I did my job, man. That's all you can ask for. Three targets, three catches. I mean, I don't know what else, you know, to ask for. I think people got to realize, man, we got the best tight end in the league and the best receiver in the league. So, Who am I to try to take targets away from them guys? Like that's just being selfish, honestly. So like I said, when I said earlier, whenever I get a chance to make a play or when a ball come my way, I'm gonna take advantage of it. So I mean, as long as you know we winning and we doing everything we gotta do, I mean I have no problem with anything. By all means, throw it to him because if you can't guard him, give him the ball.
He's in the perfect spot.
I was going to say, Bink, are you concerned with the lack of a third primary pass catcher for this Kansas City Chiefs offense?
Absolutely not. I know a lot of people are worried about it. I think they will address wide receiver and free agency or the draft this year. It's time for the wide receiver. And I'm not worried about it because who are you going to throw to? Like, put yourself in Patrick Mahomes' position. If you're down by 12, who are you throwing to? You're throwing it to Kelce and you're throwing it to Tyreek Hill. Why? Because you trust them. You got the chemistry. You know they're going to come up with the ball. You know Travis Kelce's going to make his breaks, come back to you. He senses trouble. They both sense trouble. They know how to come back for the football. You're going to who you trust. Again, different situation. Chiefs weren't up by 20 points. They weren't up by 14 points. All right, it was a situation they needed to come back in this game. You're going to go to the two most trusted people. And I'll remind them, 2019, the year they won the Super Bowl. First six games of the season, they had a different receiver leading the Chiefs in yards. Then it became all Kelce and Hill for the remainder of the season. Even DeMarcus Robinson, game two, 172 yards, okay? Game one, he had one catch, 0 yards. Then explodes for 172. I'll tell you this much. Nobody expected DeMarcus Robinson on the other side to catch 172 yards. Why? Because he didn't the week before. And I know Wink says he's going to worry about Kelce and Hill. Well, Hardman, He made Marcus Peters look silly last year. Again, 6 catches, 178 yards in 2 games, 2 touchdowns for Mecole Hardman. But having said all that, I think the guy who's going to thrive with all the attention on Kelce and Hill and Mahomes, Clyde. I think Clyde is in the perfect situation. You got that line in front of you. Hopefully there's some syncing that went on between the running game and that offensive line. But if so much attention, and the Chiefs will go to the run at times, just like last year in Buffalo. Everybody's expected to stop that passing game. Nate brought it up. The running game is what thrived in Buffalo last year. They zigged when the Bills thought they were going to zag. But Clyde is actually the one sitting there, hadn't garnered all that, you know, public enemy number one type thing that Pagano used to say about Jamaal Charles. He hasn't got to that status. He hasn't got the game breaker status when you watch Chiefs film and say, we got to stop this guy. To me, he's the guy sitting on the outside looking in that can really thrive.
Four.
Well, it's a special day in Kansas City because it is the birthday of the king of Kansas City, one Patrick Mahomes. Not only is he incredible on the field, but he is also a part owner of the Royals and of Sporting Kansas City. And his fiance is one of the owners of the NWSL team. But, Bink, we know all the things Mahomes has accomplished on and off the field. Is there a single Mahomes stat that stands out to you by the age of 26?
Super Bowl MVP, league MVP, before he turned the ripe old age of 26 today. I'm still going to go by only one team's beating by more than one touchdown. Because I know we had to add that in once the Buccaneers did it. But to me, that's just always in the game. Take Aaron Rodgers, for example. Even Tom Brady's been beat. A couple years ago, he got hammered by the Lions in game 2. It happens to some of the best. Rodgers found that out last week. Wasn't able to move that team. Mahomes doesn't have those type of losses. He's always in the game. It's that competitive nature. So that stands out to me as people, history-wise, just don't have that opportunity beating him by more than 2 scores because he's going to come right back. That's my stat that sticks out.
Five.
You know it's a big Friday. We got 5 hits, but our 5th and final hit of the day, we actually go across the parking lot from the Kansas City Chiefs to the Kansas City Royals. While many of you may have tuned out, Salvador Perez yesterday banged home run number 45, and they have a home series this weekend against the Seattle Mariners. Bink, are you, and do you believe the city should carve out some time this weekend around their football viewing to see if Salvador Perez can catch one Jorge Soler?
You know the cars will be tuned in when they're going to high school games tonight or leaving. I think there's going to be some rain tonight. So when you go out to your car and wait out the rain delay, you're going to be listening to Royals baseball on 610 Sports Radio. And you're going to want to hear what Sal Perez is doing. He's become a don't get the beer guy when he's up to bat. That's who Sal Perez is. People really want him to have the single season home run record. Forget about Johnny Bench and all that. They care about that 48 with Soler. Yeah, it's great that he's going to blow past and be the number one home run hitting guy in a season at the catching position. They want him to catch Jorge Soler. And he's hit 4 straight home runs against the Mariners in 4 straight games, 5 straight home runs in home games for the Kansas City Royals. This is his opportunity against the Mariners. They still got 16 games left on the season. But yeah, I think so. I think the Yahoo apps, the ESPN apps, all these apps will be out at the ballparks to see what Sal Perez is doing, maybe even catching it, listening on the app or whatever when Salvador Perez comes up the bat. Because Heasley's starting. That's nice because it's the Royals' 5th starter from the 2018 draft class. That's never happened in Major League Baseball to have that many guys make their debut in a season. Pretty tremendous by the Kansas City Royals. Would have been 6, in my opinion, had Jonathan Bolin not got hurt. But impressive stat. But Salvador Perez is the guy to go chain MVP at. You know why? He deserves it. Is Ohtani going to get more votes for it? Probably. Vlad Guerrero going to get more votes for it? Probably. But everybody knows Sal Perez is just right there. And you can make an argument he's 2 at this point. It just sucks that Ohtani's so good.
Someone earlier on the text line had a big fight with me because I said that Vlad Guerrero Jr. is probably the MVP. And someone was like, are you even seeing what Perez is doing? Perez is not MVP, right? Like, right, we can acknowledge his greatness without saying he should be the MVP, right?
Here's the thing, guys. You have to understand, okay? He leads Major League Baseball in batting average. Actually, he's tied with Trey Turner, but as of yesterday, he was leading it all. He's tied with Salvador Perez in home runs. He leads the American League in OPS this season. Oh, and by the way, his team is actually in the playoffs. It's a big thing for MVP, in my opinion. Should be the go-to thing. Who's the best player on a team that's actually going to the postseason? Maybe they do, maybe they don't. The Mariners are set 4 games back. They're here at the K this weekend. But we see how the Royals play against good teams. Obviously, the A's not a good example of that, beating teams, you know, kind of in that chase. But Salvador Perez, I know what Rob's doing tonight. I know you're going to have your eyes and ears on Salvador Perez, what he's doing.
Oh, absolutely. I might not watch the full Royals game, and, you know, it's a Friday night. I got plans, but I'll make note. I'll check Twitter. Like, oh, Perez is going to come up.
Rob, you never have plans.
He's batting third. I mean, I always got plans, buddy. I'm always a man of the people.
KU.
Well, that's a plan. That's definitely part of the plans. And I got, hey, when you sit down and you watch 8 hours of football, that's a plan. Don't call it not a plan. I know that's your plan, too.
But people don't say it's plans. I call it work.
Well, last night people were like, what'd you doing last night? I'm like, well, I got Ohio, Louisiana on one TV, and I got the NFL game on the other. That's plans. That's a busy day. That's a hectic day.
Do you miss Frank Solich?
I mean, no, because I hate Nebraska, so I was happy they fired him.
He did great at Ohio.
I think he'll probably be, I mean, I don't know Ohio football history. He's probably the best coach in Ohio football history.
I remember they beat Kansas. This is a sore subject, but it was
twice.
A Richmond quarterback got in there for the area, and a running back from Staley beat Kansas. But it's a new era now. It's Lance Leipold. We got local college football tomorrow. You get the Chiefs on Sunday. What more? It's Patrick Mahomes' birthday. Again, I'll say it again. He's the guy that makes people smile. People aren't into the NFL. They're into what Patrick Mahomes is doing every Sunday. The most recognizable athlete we've had from Kansas City going back, George Brett, the second one to him. Sal Perez, big star as he is, he's starting to get there where he's a household name in another part of the city, but the NFL moves the needle. People know people in the NFL because of fantasy football, and people that aren't even into football are into fantasy football. They watch it. They see it. They know who Patrick Mahomes is.
I'll ask you a question. Bink, we got 5 minutes for a break, so I'll sneak this in. I obviously wasn't alive in the heyday of George Brett, but I'm aware I can read stats. I know how great he was and his importance to the city. Was he more popular on a national level at his heyday, or is Mahomes more popular in his heyday? Because everyone loves to tell me, back in my day, that baseball was a bigger deal. But
It used to be America's pastime. It's not anymore.
But was George Brett more popular on a national level, or Patrick Mahomes more popular on the national level?
I'm going to say Mahomes because the football and the fantasy football world we live in, the betting of football, I'm going to say Mahomes is. He's definitely more commercialized than George Brett. Like, George Brett had his ads and stuff, but not like Patrick Mahomes. So I'd say I grew up with the George Brett era. Like, that was my guy. That was my guy. Seen him in two World Series, 80 and 85. I was there. George Brett, to me, is my favorite all-time Kansas City athlete at this point for the Royals. Derek Thomas was for the Chiefs. That's where I ride. It's always lived here, but I'm always going with Brett and then Derek Thomas. But, yes, I would say that Patrick Mahomes is the biggest star we've seen in the sports world because I think football, even though baseball at that point was still America's pastime when George was there, and baseball was a bigger deal. But I think now when you have Twitter, you have memes, you have the commercials and everything else, fantasy football, it's Patrick Mahomes. That's the biggest star.
Someone makes a point, social media wasn't really a thing, so you didn't really know what you know about Brett, what you know about Mahomes. I mean, I feel like most of the city knows weird, intimate details about his life because he tweets them out. There was just none of that for George Brett.
I just think everything's more commercialized now. Can you imagine guys, you know, like Bo Jackson, like in this era, you know, playing two sports as well as he did it, living in this era? Michael Jordan would have even had people call him trash on Twitter. Maybe it was a good thing they didn't have social media back then. Can you imagine Joe Namath's Twitter account? He's wearing the fur coats and going to nightclubs in New York. Some players making outlandish guarantees.
Some players from the old days definitely benefited from no social media. No,
absolutely.
No photos, no tweets, no, hey, guess where so-and-so is tonight. None of that happened. They could kind of just roam freely in the city. Some, you're right, their life would have been better with a social media kiss. Some, you look back historically and you're like, oh, yeah, you benefited from it. You mentioned Joe Namath. Can you imagine when Twitter would have done when he was laying by a poolside on the day before the Super Bowl? Oh, they would have crushed him.
Absolutely. But that was part of the magic. When you go back and learn more about what he did, the proclamations he made, I mean, it just makes sense because he would have been a superstar in 2021. But, yeah, we live in a different age where you live in a fishbowl. These athletes, they live in a fishbowl right now. Patrick Mahomes is the most visible athlete in Kansas City, nationally as well. Like, he probably – here's the thing. And I've always looked at athletes when they went to the – Zach Greinke once made a great example. – one of his free agent visits a while ago, he didn't end up signing. He went to San Francisco, right? He was visiting the Giants. He talked about walking the streets and, like, no one knew who he was. Like, right? Like, I think most superstars could walk in baseball, could walk the streets and no one knew who they are, except for, like, Mike Trout and his neck or something, or Giancarlo Stanton, even though most people may or may not know Stanton or Judge just because of their size. But Patrick Mahomes, I think, would get more run in other cities than anybody else, even over Perez. As much as we like him here, but it's just the facts.
I think Mahomes is probably one of the few athletes on earth that would get mobbed walking in basically any city in the world.
If I gave you every Kansas City athlete had to set up a desk to sign autographs, and you only got one, you had to get in line for the one, and we had the Royals, Chiefs, Sporting, whoever it was. Throw Andy Reid up there. Throw him at the inning. Bring back Nandios. I don't care. Who would have the longest line?
Oh, Mahomes.
Absolutely.
That's also because of the proliferation, like NFTs and things like that, where, like, you know.
Who would it be, too? Would it be Kelsey? Would it be Perez?
Perez would be, too. Because Perez is a no-doubt Hall of Famer, and he's the face of an organization. Like, Kelsey's
been. Well, Kelsey's the greatest of all time. It's hard to say. He might be the only person here that you could make a definitive statement he's the best at all time at his position. Like, Mahomes is still in the argument for best quarterback, right? Like, Kelsey has done things no other tight end has done. Like, people argued about George Brett being the best third baseman, right? Can we even argue about Kelsey? I guess if you bring in Gronk, but again, he's only got 4 1,000-yard years. Kelsey's got 5, and he did them all in a row. Jason Witten, 4 years, 1,000 yards. Tony Gonzalez, 4 years, 1,000. He's got 5 in a row.
That's interesting. I guess part of the popularity thing is more than just statistical based to me, because I think when you think of the Kansas City Royals, you think of Salvador Perez. When you think of the Kansas City Chiefs, you don't think of Kelsey. So when it comes to popularity, I would imagine that the face of a franchise rises above statistical greatness.
Would you be scared of the line like the DMV?
Well, yeah. Yes. I'm a lucky person that gets to talk to Patrick Mahomes once a week, or I get to listen to Carrington talk to Patrick Mahomes once a week. So I'm also not an autograph guy, but that line would be around the plaza.
It would be. 970 says, I'm an older man. I'd be in Derek Thomas's line for sure. That's me. I've bought one jersey for the Chiefs. One. I'm talking the expensive personalized. It was Wilson back in the day. Derek Thomas is the one I bought. I've retired from buying them. And now I got my jersey rules for how much you weigh. So obviously I put
good
myself.
Good set of rules. I can't wear no. I can't wear a Dontari Poe jersey.
No.
There are rules.
No. You'd look silly. I can't wear a Tyreek Hill. I can't get straight nope. out the 1-0. I can't even wear Mahomes. I've got a stick. With linemen, stick in the 90s with defensive line or offensive line, that's where, like, I had somebody text me, he's 160 pounds, and he's wearing a Chris Jones, and I said, no.
Mitchell Schwartz, friend of the show, he brought me a jersey. I'd say, that's very nice of you. I'd frame it. I would never wear it. Can't wear a 71.
So I could wear Mitch's.
Yeah, you could, see, that'd be perfect for you.
But I can't wear, like, a Tyreek Hill, Patrick Mahomes, any of that, because it would look silly. There's nothing sillier at training camp when you see someone 300 pounds stretching out the 1-5. It isn't. It's a good justification to mix in a salad once in a while. You know what I'm saying, Ram? I mean, it's pretty simple. Coming up next, though, we're at the end of the hour, though, Rob and I have our games of the week to look out for. We'll talk some NFL next.
The Drive, 6:10 below.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Welcome back to The Drive. It's Red Friday. It's 5:30. Hope you're getting your stuff this weekend. Big college football and NFL slate this weekend. Rob and I will go over the NFL slate coming up at the end of the hour. Rob, you haven't made your official prediction for this Ravens-Chiefs game. Again, we've talked a lot about
the blitz. We'll do that at the end of the show, buddy.
Huh?
We'll do that at the end of the show.
Is it we do at the end of the show?
That's part of the Sunday slate.
Oh, really?
Thanks for locking in on Fridays in this drive, buddy.
I didn't know, man. I'm usually out having a brew at that point because, in October I'll have my show at Friday nights, but I drink beer then, too, because I do two guys in a brewery with Nivens. All right, we'll wait till the end of the show. But the big part is, and I had to do a little side something with you, maybe some peanuts on it or something, or Chipotle burrito. Blitz or no blitz for the Ravens? They were third in pressure percentage last weekend. They were eighth last week. But again, that was week one. It's going to be much different this week because they're going to be forced to. And we've talked about the big thing. Patrick Mahomes is 123.5 passer rating against the blitz. He eats it up. Andy Reid knows it. Wink Martindale, the defensive coordinator of the Ravens, knows it. John Harbaugh knows about it. You put pressure on Mahomes, he's going to make you pay. Guys like Travis Kelce have 26 catches in four games because they know exactly what the Baltimore Ravens are going to be doing, and it's putting pressure on Mahomes, and he's going to make him pay. He's done this against the blitz his whole career. As a matter of fact, 29 touchdowns, one pick versus the blitz in his career. That's pretty good. That's pretty good accuracy. Put pressure on him, that's when he shines. Put the pressure. Do the Ravens put pressure or not? Number one pressure team last year. They might have to. And if everybody was healthy in their secondary, which they're not, Peters is out for the year, Westry goes to the IR, Jimmy Smith, Marlon Humphrey, when the injury report is questionable, it's different. They're going to have to get that pressure up front. But not only that, they got to worry about bringing the quarterback down. They're very good at getting to the quarterback, bad about bringing the quarterback down. This comes down to a chess and checkers game. Because Martindale's thinking, all right, what's Reed thinking we're going to do? Our MO is pressure. So maybe Andy's not going to expect that. But then again, Andy might be saying, well, they're not expecting us to think they're going to blitz, but they're going to blitz. Personally, Rob, they're coming after Patrick Mahomes. It's what they do. It's what they think they have to do. They're going to be coming at Patrick Mahomes, in my opinion. And then after the game, we'll say, they're going to learn their lesson. They're going to learn their lesson about pressuring Patrick Mahomes. They're going to learn their lesson about blitzing Patrick Mahomes and looking silly. Are they going to do that? What is the flaw? If I ask you right now what their MO is going to be, what do you do? Because I think things change with their secondary. I think if everybody healthy, you back off a bit. You back off a bit. But the fact they're all hurt, they're going to have to. They don't have many bullets in the chamber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we talked about this earlier, and I think the Ravens are going to be the Ravens. You made the point earlier, dance with who brought you. Wink Martindale, for better or worse, is a blitz-happy defensive coordinator. And I think that's what they're going to do. I actually think they're going to be heavier blitz than they would in the average week because they don't have corners. And there's been a lot of PFF studies and a lot of analytics studies about what's more important, a good secondary or a good pass rush. I kind of lean toward more pass rush versus secondary. A lot of people lean secondary versus pass rush, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're a team that thrives and creates havoc with your blitz packages to protect your corners in the back, I don't think in week two of the NFL season you throw baby out with the bathwater and say, no, it's not working. It's time to redo the whole system, reconfigure it. If you felt that way in week two, you would pull the USC. You'd fire Wink Martindale. You say, okay, your system's not working. But if you're going to stick with Wink Martindale, who I think is a good defensive coordinator, they're going to have to stick with what he does best. And this is what he does best. Sometimes it backfires, and we've seen the game against the Chiefs. It definitely backfires. And you can massage within that. You don't have to blitz 100% of the time. You don't have to be remember the Titans coach. But you maybe get a little creative with your blitz schemes and packages. But dance with who brought you. If you're a blitz team, you blitz. It might not win every week, but maybe you can cause enough havoc and create enough pressure throughout the season where you can take a little load off those inexperienced corners. I expect to see heavy blitz on Sunday night, and I know we had with cut earlier, or Mitch Holtis said he thinks they're going to do the opposite. I think they're going to lean into what they are. And with the crowd noise, for the first time in a year plus, the Chiefs will go into a hostile environment with crowd noise and a heavy blitz team. I think the Ravens are not licking their chops, but they're gearing up to be aggressive with the blitz this week. That's my prognostication when it comes to this week's game.
Last year, the Chiefs had 132 yards rushing on Baltimore. Baltimore ended up 158. That's what they do. The Chiefs ended up 132 because you have the mix in. Mahomes there with the 26 yards. Tyreek Hill actually had a couple runs on some end of rounds for 25 yards. They manufactured ways to get it. Clyde ended up with 20 carries, 64 yards in that game, had a long of 16 in that. I think they're going to run the ball a little bit more. I don't think Baltimore is expecting it like Buffalo wasn't last year when Kansas City went there. It's a bad weather game, but Kansas City relied on the run. I just think it's going to be fun to watch Harbaugh going against his mentor. They need this game. Baltimore needs this game. Now, I don't know what they think. I don't know what's going on in the locker room. We brought on Jonas Schaefer, the Baltimore beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. And he said that, I mean, they were showing some signs today that, you know, eye-rolling at reporters and things like that. Harbaugh coming out and said, I'm not telling you to talk about injuries anymore all year. Well, that's the storyline of your team. It's about injuries because every day somebody else gets hurt for like the year with the Baltimore Ravens. That is storyline number one with the Baltimore Ravens. They're getting frustrated. They still have to release the injury report, so they're not going to get away from that as an organization. But they're getting tired of talking about it. And how far can their season go? Because you wait all offseason, you do the draft and free agency, and you wait for the season, and everybody thinks they have a chance. And there's Baltimore with all these injuries. Like, what do they think the big picture? Because obviously they're not as good with all these injuries. They can't be. Their top three running backs are gone. They even have Le'Veon Bell floating around their practice squad, which, by the way, is interesting that he's not even on their active roster. They put Devontae Freeman, who, by the way, was picked up and cut by the Saints this offseason. He's done. But Lamar Jackson will be the guy that they rely on. And again, last year against the Chiefs, Mahomes, 385, four touchdowns. Lamar Jackson, 97 yards passing. He ended up with 83 yards rushing. But even Lamar Jackson doesn't want this to be about he and Mahomes, but that's exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be built Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes. Remember Lamar Jackson said this after the Chiefs beat him last year?
Lamar, how do you get over as a team the hurdle of the Chiefs where it seems like they are the one team that...
Kryptonite.
Yeah.
How do you get over that hurdle? Second half, like, just like I say always, like we always start cranking up at the wrong time. We got to come in and finish how we start. Like we always go opposite, I guess, against them for some reason. We just got to tighten up and play better, that's all.
And it was last year. Obviously, that roster is more loaded. They're all hurt this year. But the Chiefs create doubt in your mind. It's closing. If you watch the NFL lately in the primetime games, there's been a serious disease in the NFL called not knowing how to close out games. Last night's Giants-Washington game was perfect. No one wanted to win the game. And then you watch the Raiders in primetime against these Baltimore Ravens last week, and it's like, who's going to win the game? Looks like the Raiders were. Then all of a sudden, the Ravens get an interception. Then Lamar Jackson fumbles. Nobody wanted to win the game. And then you watch the Chiefs and the Browns, that you probably did, and all of a sudden they had a 12-point lead. They're feeling good at halftime. Things are going well. Then muff punt, fumble. Baker Mayfield throwing a pick after two straight first downs. They melted down. They don't know how to close out games. It's been a big problem in the NFL. It comes down to coaching, preparation, what happens in the final 2 minutes of the game, who melts down and who doesn't, who hits the ball in the water or the sand trap against Tiger Woods on Sunday, who's going to be that team that melts down. Lamar Jackson called them their kryptonite. The things Wink was saying about the chess match with Andy Reid, they're in their head. Everything they said lets you know the Chiefs are in their head. They made one of the most bizarre trades in the offseason, which is Orlando Brown to the Chiefs. Man, I asked Jonas Schaefer that covers the Ravens. He said, man, they would do anything to have Orlando Brown back. Because they're going with Patrick McCarty, who's never started at tackle in this game. Moving Villanueva, who struggled from right to left tackle. That was a guy that the Chiefs probably could have brought because they didn't have many options. Again, that's why the Orlando Brown thing made absolutely no sense. The Chiefs were the team the Ravens needed the circle. They were the team to get over the hump. They have to look beyond the division and think of the Chiefs. The Chiefs moved past the AFC West and started thinking of how we're going to beat the New England Patriots. That's why they brought in Spags, geared their draft, everything, to beat the Patriots. Then Patriots are out of the way. Tom goes to Tampa Bay. Now it's the Chiefs are out there looking around. They've owned the AFC West. But the Chiefs are that hurdle for all these teams. Definitely are in the AFC West. But the NFL, that's how these teams have to view them. Cleveland, I thought, took the biggest steps, but then they had the lead. They had the exactly running game was going perfect. Chiefs weren't tackling, and they still found a way to lose. Teams find a way to lose against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's unbelievable. Coming up next week are game predictions and the NFL slate for Sunday.
The Drive, weekdays 2 to 6.
Welcome back to The Drive. Jay Binkley, Rob Britton, the Sunday slate in our Chiefs predictions coming up momentarily. I think.
Sunday slate.
There we go. That's what I was waiting for, Rob.
All right, buddy. We start our Sunday slate. We'll start with you. What is your matchup to watch on Sunday in the NFL?
There's not a lot of ones you'd circle and say, I got to watch this game, but I think there is one that really stands out to me. Obviously, you're going to watch the Chiefs game. That's fine. Might be a little bit of interest in the Raiders and Steelers, but to me, I think it's the Bills and Dolphins. The Bills at the Bills lost at home to the Steelers. Dolphins went on the road, beat the Patriots. Dolphins, double-digit win team last year with Brian Flores. Josh Allen, is Bills going to go 1-2? The darling for the AFC, everybody predicting the Bills to maybe win the eight. They need to worry about their division. Because their division is exponentially better this season than it was the year before. Forget about even the Patriots. Patriots have beat them 32 out of 35 times with Tom Brady there. But the Bills can't go 0-2 on the road for the Dolphins. So Bills-Dolphins at noon would be my best matchup.
My matchup to watch? Listen, the Cowboys secondary did not look good last week, but it was Tom Brady with elite weapons. Everyone has already said the Chargers have a quarterback, and he looked great last season and last week. If Justin Herbert, with a now banged-up offensive line, goes out and shreds that Cowboys secondary, that will be something worth noting for Chiefs fans in the division. My matchup to watch, Justin Herbert against the Cowboys secondary. Bink, it's not just matchup for watching. What will be your game of the weekend?
Game of the weekend? Obviously, it's Kansas City and Baltimore. But besides that, the game of the weekend to me, just to purely enjoy it, You're going to laugh, Rob, but Texans-Browns, I know this is my it's my survivor pick. You know, I don't believe in what the Texans did. I do believe in the Browns. I mean, they went against the best last week in the Kansas City Chiefs. Can they turn things around against a Texans team that should be looking more towards 0-17, but they're not because they won last week? That's my favorite game because of the survivor pick.
My game to watch, Eagles and Niners. I've been hard on the Eagles because their head coach was making draft picks based on how hard they played rock, paper, scissors. It seemed like everything you heard coming out of Philly camp was Nick Sirianni's a big doofus. But you know what? It might have been just the Falcons, but they went out and rolled them last week. The Niners are coming to town for a noon game. I'm always leery of West to East teams. The Niners did not close out well against the Lions last weekend. Let's see if Jalen Hurts and that rebuilt offense is the real deal. Eagles and Niners is my game to watch this weekend. Bink, give the people some free money. What's your upset pick against the spread?
Going right to the game you picked.
Oh!
The 49ers, 3-point favorites, at least the last time I saw, unless you saw something different, 3 points over the Eagles. Eagles are the home team. I think the Eagles went outright.
Wow.
I'll take the Eagles in the upset in this one. Being the home team, the West-East thing, you're 100% right.
No, I got you. Listen, you guys should be listening intently for this pick because last week, I gave away free money. I said the Cardinals at the Titans was an easy upset play. And what'd you guys say?
Oh, Rob just hates the Titans. Rob just hates running backs. Blah, 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 blah.
I am an ATM bank. I'm giving away free money. The upset pick of the weekend for me, the Panthers +3.5 against the Saints. The Saints, two best pass rushers, just found themselves on the IR earlier today. Sam Darnold revenge tour is a real thing. Matt Rhule, tremendous football coach. They're at home, and I think the Saints are a little overvalued. Yes, they made Aaron Rodgers have the worst game of his career. Yes, they looked good against the Packers, but Jameis Winston threw for under 200 yards. That's not a sustainable model in the NFL. I like the Panthers plus 3.5.
I actually like the Cardinals minus 3.5 over the Vikings. They're at home. They went and pounded the Titans on the road. They're at home. This is a secondary one I like. I like the Cards to cover that one.
Only a couple minutes left in the show. Tell me, what's your official Chiefs and Ravens Sunday Night Football prediction?
Chiefs 38, Baltimore Ravens 17.
Oh, wow. You got a beatdown.
I gave a beatdown. I mean, I've gone back and forth, but just sometimes you overanalyze things. I don't know. 38-17.
I'm going to take the Chiefs 35 and the Ravens 27. I think it's a little bit of an oh-by-the-way touchdown for the Ravens, but the Chiefs' defensive line leaked like a sieve last week.
But that offensive line the Baltimore Ravens have, you could beat it, Rob.
You know what I've heard from every K-State game I've watched when they thump KU for the last two decades? You can't account for their quarterback as a runner. That's what defenses really, really struggle with. The defensive line did not look great. Lamar Jackson is a great quarterback. I think he will make enough plays to keep them in the game. I also think, I don't think it will matter in the long run, but I think keep an eye on the fact that Chiefs have not played a road game. That M&T Bank Stadium is going to be rocking. I will take the Chiefs to win and to cover, but 35-27 Chiefs.
Chiefs 8-0 on the road last year, 7-1 on the road the last 2 years. That's 15-1 the last 2 years away from Arrowhead Stadium. This team can travel and they can play on the road. Big thanks to Jonas Schaefer, the beat writer of Baltimore Ravens from the Baltimore Sun, that joined us. Nate Taylor, of course, for the Nate Taylor Hour. Josh Vernier comes your direction next. Don't forget Salvador Perez chasing not only baseball history to be the only catcher with 46 home runs, but needs to get the 48 to tie Jorge Soler. Actually, needs to get the 49 so he can put Jorge Soler in the rearview mirror. But that is something to pay attention to this weekend, is what Salvador Perez, who has 4 straight home runs against the Seattle Mariners.
You going to apologize to Vernon real quick for having him catch strays earlier?
No. I will never apologize. I just said he's losing his hair, which he is. It's a fact. That's why he wears hats. Regardless, you guys take care. Josh Vernon next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.